We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I have Tina Carlin talking about a very important hearing that's coming up on July 24th. Hi, Tina. How are you?
I'm good, Nikki. How are you?
I am good. Now, there's a crisis in the dairy industry. A serious crisis.
Yes, there is.
And can you explain how this, what is going on with the crisis?
Well, what is happening in the dairy industry is that the powers that be are not paying the dairy farmer the price that they deserve for their product. It is the cost of production for 100 pounds of milk, which is 11 2/3 gallons, just so that the consumer understands. It costs $23 to $25 to produce that 11 2/3 gallons of milk. The farmers are currently getting anywhere from $13 to $15 for that same 11 2/3 gallons of milk. So, in a sense, they're losing anywhere from $7 to $10 a month, or $7 to $10 per 100 pounds of milk.
Oh, 100 pounds of milk. Okay.
Yes.
And how many pounds of milk are you? So you're talking like $70,000 a month?
Some farms are losing anywhere on the average of $20,000 to $50,000, depending on the farm size.
Right.
And there's so many deductions that are taking out of it. The processors basically hardly pay anything at all. The farmers have to pay for their trucking. They have to pay something that is called a make allowance. They have to pay for advertising, where the processor should be paying for all these things.
And the processor.
So, in a sense, the farmers don't get what they deserve.
Okay. So it's the processors that are they're pretty much putting it in the bottles and sending it out the door.
Yes, and the processors or the cooperatives that the farmers may belong to, they take a big chunk of the money too. A lot of the cooperatives consider themselves to be the producer and not the farmer.
So when we're paying what is it, $3.50 a gallon, if that?
Yes, you're paying roughly around, depending on the area, $3.50 a gallon. Out of that $3.50 a gallon, the farmers get slightly over a dollar of that gallon, depending on where you get it at. Now, with Walmart, they can have the milk, a gallon of Great Value milk, and they can have a gallon of, Pure Life milk, which is from the Lehigh Valley area, mm-hmm. Lehigh Valley Creamery. They are produced in the same plant, yet Walmart will sell it for anywhere from $2 to $2.50, and the name brand Dairy Pure, they will have $3.59 or something like that on a gallon. So in a sense, Walmart can go in and undercut
the farmer.
They undercut because even though it's the milk from the same plant, same farmers, Walmart takes what they call a loss leader.
Do you?
And in a sense, that robs the farmers.
Oh, okay, I was going to say, now, so you won't get your dollar per gallon off of that then?
You will still get your dollar off a gallon, but it should be more than that dollar. You should get more than a dollar is what I'm trying to say.
If you tried to raise the price, so we should probably be paying, $4.50, $5 a gallon?
No, not necessarily. Right now there is some legislation that we're trying to get introduced that will have a $20 emergency floor price under fluid milk, which is the bottled milk. And basically all that would mean for Pennsylvania, it would mean that your milk would be $3.58 a gallon, which is roughly what it's running now, if the farmers got that $20 per 100 emergency floor price. It would be something better than the $13 to $15 that they're getting now, but not quite cost of production, but it would help them to pay off some more bills, because that's why the suicide rate is so high, is because the farmers are not able to make their payments. And it's not just the farmers. It trickles on down to the businesses that they deal with. Because I know in the last several months, I know of 3 dairy farmers and 1 agribusiness that there have been suicides in. And the agribusinessman, if he would have gotten his monthly payments from the people that owe him money, the dairy farmers, mm-hmm. he would have been able to be okay. But the stress just was too much. And it's getting harder and harder every day for the dairy farmer.
How is this public hearing going to help?
Well, this public hearing is going to bring to light a lot of different aspects of what's going on in the dairy industry. There's a lot of the processors that take the butterfat off of the milk and they turn that into powder, which is called milk protein concentrate, and that's the powdered form. The liquid form is ultra-filtered milk. And then, in a sense, what they do with that is cheesemakers use that in the cheesemaking process. It takes 100 pounds of milk to make 10 pounds of cheese. They add this MPC with it, and they add it to that 100 pounds, and they get anywhere from 14 to 18 pounds of cheese. But the cheese is an inferior cheese. It does not taste like a good cheese. It has, it doesn't melt as nice. One instance that has milk protein concentrate in it is Velveeta cheese. That's why it sits out on the shelf and not in the refrigerated section, because it has this MPC in it. Okay. And that is something else that is robbing the farmers, too.
Oh, okay. So you're looking at ways and educating the public on
what
can be done. And, something needs, there needs to be an immediate emergency intervention to stabilize the farmers' milk prices?
Yes.
There is problems across the industry with farming, period, too, not just with dairy farmers. Now, how could they learn more?
They can visit our website, which is www.farmwomenunited.org. They could come to the hearing on the 24th of July. The press release is out about it now, and all the hearing information is on our website.
At
we are also on
Fire
Facebook.
Hall. Lairdsville.
Pardon?
I'm just going to repeat where it is. Lairdsville Fire Hall, 143 School Lane, Lairdsville, PA is the address. And that's July 24th, starting at 9 in the morning, going till 5 in the afternoon.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And it's very imperative that people call their congressmen and their senators, especially here in Pennsylvania, because Senator Casey sits on the Ag Committee, and out in Glenn Thompson is on the House Ag Committee. And these two people have the powers that they could do this emergency floor price of $20. We just need to get them to do it, because it's going to take an act of Congress in order for this to happen. And we have been talking with our legislators profusely trying to get them to do this. They just passed the farm bill, and the current farm bill that they just passed has nothing in it to safeguard the dairy farmer. There's regulations that are going to hurt them even more. The farm bill is not very family farm friendly.
And our family farms are the backbone of Northeast PA, or at least had been at one point the backbone of Northeast PA. And it's very important. We want our supply of fresh, locally produced real milk. That's what we want. Thank you, Tina, for checking in. I hope things go well on the 24th for you, and we'll try to see you there.
All right, Nikki, thanks a lot, and you have a great day.
Take care, Tina. Thank you so much. All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.